Regarding the three prohibitions that override pikuach nefesh, does this mean that saving a life overrides every single other prohibition in the Torah? I ask with regard specifically to stealing. Can one steal to save a life? I ask because this happened in my family. My cousin was diagnosed with diabetes, and now no insurance company will insure this child because they know she is sick, and they will have to pay a lot of money for her care. My uncle cannot afford the medications for her without insurance, and she will die if she can't have her medications. Feeling it was the only way to preserve the child's life, my aunt and uncle committed insurance fraud and lied about their daughter's condition in order to get coverage. Once the coverage was assured, they then had the doctor re-diagnose the condition. Was this allowed l'halacha? Stealing is abhorrent to us Jews, even if it isn't one of the three Yoharig Valyavar. Furthermore, what they did was patently illegal, and if they get caught, there will be a big chilul Hashem. Although what's done is done, I still want to know for myself what the halacha is, and if they acted properly, though of course we cannot judge them even if they did not. Thank you in advance. It's anonymous in the USA. Okay, very interesting question. First of all, there are instances where one has to give his life, even for other prohibitions, based on the fact if it's done publicly in front of 10 Jews, if it's a shas hashmad or whatever. But I'm going to answer the question you specifically asked. Can one steal to save a life? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simin Shin Nun Tes Sif Dalid, and Shin Pei Sif Gimel, it says clearly that one is not allowed to steal even to save a life, unless he steals with the intention of paying back what he is stealing, and he must steal on the time in order to save the life. But stealing with the intention of not paying back is prohibited even if the intention is to save a life. In this situation, it's not so clear that without the stealing, the life would be lost, because there are other ways of getting this money to save this to this girl without making insurance fraud. Maybe the government would have done it if the people don't have the money or whatever. In any case, that's a side issue. There is an opinion even that even if you stealing would be prohibited even in a case of pikuach nefesh. The only thing is that if you steal with the intention of returning the money, then that kind of stealing doesn't take precedence over life. But stealing without the intention of paying back really doesn't take precedence over human life. According to others, the stealing always takes precedence. The life takes precedence over the stealing in all situations. But the halacha is that you're chayiv to pay, that you have to pay back. The question of being able to steal in order to save life, you're allowed to steal in order to save life, but you must pay back. Two separate things. But there is an opinion that says that stealing is, in addition to the other three sins, is a sin that is considered Yoharig Valyavar.